It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 11th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is importunate, spelled I-M-P-O-R-T-U-N-A-T-E. Importunate is an adjective that means troublesomely urgent, overly persistent in request or demand. It can also mean, more broadly, troublesome. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Ben Brantley. It seems apt that in the play's first scene, set at 6 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, an importunate young customer asks the barber he's so rudely awakened to give him an aerodynamic cut. The word importunate has been part of the English language since the 16th century, and the synonymous word importune arrived even earlier in the 15th century. The seemingly superfluous inclusion of the suffix ate in importunate is a bit mysterious. One theory is that English speakers modeled the adjective after words like obstinate. Importune and importunate come from the Latin word importunus. The prefix im means not, and importunus can be contrasted with the Latin word opportunus, which shares its meaning with and is the ancestor of our word opportune, meaning suitable or timely. The connection is obscure now, but opportunus itself harks back to the Latin phrase ob portum, meaning coming to harbor. Importune and later importunate once meant inopportune, untimely, but that sense is now obsolete. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.